Hey, what's going on, everybody? Excited to welcome Music Record Shop on, sponsoring the Rock Paper Podcast. Go down and check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Official store hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. They do a new music happy hour every Friday. Go down and get yourself some new music. They've got a great local selection. They have also a CD, vinyl, and some tapes. So go pick up some new music. Support local. MusicRecordShop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack.
This is Bon.
This is Dave.
And this is Jason.
I'm Brooke Royal, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I think this is episode 103.
Did you lose count?
Yeah. hey, I'm hanging out down here at Limp and hanging out with the guys of Brook Royal.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Holler at your boy.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I'm hanging out down here at Limp and hanging out with the guys of Brook Royal.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Holler at your boy.
Why, Velvet?
Velvet.
I'm very excited about this, guys. It's been, you guys took a little break and you're back and... This is got to sit here and watch a little bit of sound or your rehearsal here, and I'm excited, man. It's fun.
We're excited too. We're pumped to be playing again.
Yeah.
Original lineup and
yeah.
All that good stuff.
So these guys will be at the Ink Spot Block Party August 22nd.
Woo!
In Troy, Missouri.
Yeah.
And we said this is your second. Block Party?
Yep, it'll be our second time. Big Dave and Robbie have been longtime supporters of the scene and just all around probably some of the nicest dudes you'll ever meet,
For sure, yeah.
Like, they're awesome what they do at the Block Party. It's freaking awesome, man, and it's really exploded for them. It's exciting.
Yeah, they've been super cool to me, and Dave knows I'm a big fan, and he'll give me, passes to shoot pictures. And
oh, nice.
I'm no professional photographer, but he knows I like doing that, so he gives me...
He's a good dude, man.
It's cool, yeah. They're awesome.
And I've been on the show. We talked about tattoos and turnpikes with them a while back.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's exciting. That's exciting stuff for them going on.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The trailer they put together was cool.
Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah.
It better be good.
I'm a bitch. Yeah. And bitch.
The rest of the lineup, you got Story of the Year, headlining. Those guys, those guys are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Those dudes are awesome, man. We've been friends with those guys for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's pretty exciting to get a band of that caliber to come out to do the Block Party and,
a free show.
Yeah, for a free show.
It's
going to be so much fun. Everybody's going to be drunk.
Everybody's... We're buddies with so many bands, so it's gonna be a mangle fest. I have a feeling
it's the best friends festival. That's what it's actually called.
Yeah, that's
the best friends festival.
That's how I feel like every time I go out there. It's just like a family reunion of sorts. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Everybody is hanging out and partying, having a good time, and even the last one they had the jam thing on
at the end of the night.
So it's fun to see those collaborations like that where people are just kind of hanging out.
I was actually deathly ill at the end of that show last year. I almost passed out.
You were really sick.
It was bad. It sucked. So I heard it, but I was laying in my car with the AC on, and I was like, hey guys, sounds good. I'm pretty sure I threw up.
Get some bad pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know, it might have been Taco Bell I had earlier. But yeah,
hernia ovaries.
I don't even know what it was.
Deep fried ovaries. It's like
deep fried boob. Have you ever had those?
No, that was his nickname in high school.
Hey, yo, deep fried. Hey, yo, deep fried.
What it is?
Oh my god. We're professional.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I can get a picture of us dressed up as Wayne's World. it's a serious business.
Sometimes you gotta be serious.
Yeah.
For serious, guys.
For serious.
Come on, bro. Just for cereal. For cereal, bro. Are we still recording?
Are we still going? Let's get this thing started now, right?
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. My name's Shane.
Yeah.
Redo.
Edit.
Yeah. No, that's what's fun about doing this show. I like just hanging out, man. It's just very casual. It's how we are in real life, you know. Not to turn on the radio, thing or whatever. It's just like, you know, this is who we are, hanging out, having a good time, and just, you know.
We're sitting Indian style on the
floor. Yeah, right. Hanging out.
Except for me, I stole the chair.
I'm not sitting anymore.
What did
I really thought I was going to catch.
You got the gangster lean, man.
I was afraid I was going to catch something on the floor.
What?
Look how dirty this
is. Look at that floor, dude. Do you have anxiety right now because everything's not clean?
Yes.
I'm clean.
Did you see me look at myself and go, oh, God, I walked away.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, dude, there's so many of our friends that are going to be on that show and stuff like that. You know, you got Story, Shamans, Fivefold, Inimical, Mon Streets, Manhattan, Copperview, The Hush List.
Hollow Point.
Hollow Point Heroes.
Skyburn White.
Skyburn White. Oh, my God.
I know there's so many.
The old Fuck Off and Dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read there was like a...
There's a whole petition.
Yeah.
A petition to try to get them kicked off the show.
Who?
The
Fuck Off and Dies.
Because of their name of the band.
Because
of
the name of the band. Well, apparently there was...
Some lady wasn't having it.
Well, no, this apparently all started from what I was told from another source. They said that because... What?
No.
What? No, that's all right. I'm not telling anything that the people need to know, man.
Okay, well, tell them. Speak the truth.
Speaking the truth, man. Apparently, this guy, complained that some bands weren't getting enough playing time, and they needed to make room for other bands by dropping bands like Fuck Off and Dies off of it. And then something contradicted it along the lines of family, safe fun, and this person ran with it and was like, oh, the Fuck Off and Dies promote horrible things. I'm like, no, they don't. They promote beer and pizza and party.
And rock and roll.
Awesome. They support fuck.
They support the word fuck. And I'm for that. I back
the word, you just use it. Who cares?
I back the Fuck Off and Dies. I'm backing the Fuck Off and Dies from 2015.
I'm fucking behind them, too.
I'm fucking behind you.
Fucking 110%.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I embrace that word. I use it constantly. Teaching my children how to use it.
Yes.
That's what that's exactly what Dave said. That he's like, my kids will be there, and it's family friendly, but
They know better.
Yeah. It's a rock show.
It is a concert.
Right.
It's gonna happen. The F word's gonna get dropped by someone. I assure you, Fuck Off and Dice will not be the first person of the day to say fuck.
Yeah.
I might just show up and scream it.
At 9 a.m.
I want to show. I'm gonna go mow the lawn the night before out there, mow the fields, and just scream fuck. So I'm the first.
At the bars, you mean? You
know the barge.
At the bars, you're gonna mow the lawn.
Oh.
Do your best.
This is going to be your finest podcast ever, my friend.
Squatting.
You really don't think the floor is that clean, huh?
No.
I'll give you $100 to lick it right now.
Not happening.
No way.
You wouldn't do it for $100?
I'll do it for $100. I know you will.
That's a $500.
I'd do it for $5.
$500. I'd probably do it for $20.
$20, you'd lick the floor?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's got $20, man. Can you be disappointed in you?
Mom's disappointed me in a lot of things.
His tongue all of a sudden just starts welting out.
Just turns to stone. Turns to stone. Guys, I'm gonna miss the block party. Why? I lick the floor.
Right.
They don't even live.
I lick the floor.
They don't even know what I have.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Gave me lupus.
Lupus.
So, hey, we're playing a show.
Hey!
Yeah. 22nd.
August 22nd. That show, it's going to be free.
Yeah. Yeah, I got I know all the bands do too, but I got like a stack of like 100 tickets. So,
yep.
If you're listening to this and you don't have a ticket, contact me or band or...
Go to the sponsors.
Go to the sponsors.
Local, like Tattooed Dog in Wentzville or...
Yeah.
All sorts of places. Even the Ink Spot, they got.
Yeah.
You can go get tattooed and a ticket.
I know that we have tickets, but I think for the most part, we're going to be telling everybody to try to go to the sponsors to get their tickets from them.
Yeah.
Just to get people in their doors and stuff.
Yeah, support the businesses.
Yeah.
And they're helping us out, so that's, you know, I definitely would want to try to help them out as well, too.
For sure. That's the beauty of this, too, that it's like a. You know, it's a big community event. You know, there's the local businesses, local music, you know, and everybody's supporting each other and stuff. So, yeah, if you got a chance to go buy a local business and throw them a couple bucks and get a free ticket, then, you know, do that. So.
It's going to be awesome. The sponsors are the ones that make it possible to make it free. So, go give them your money.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like... I think it's like $10 or something at the door or something.
Yeah, if you
like
don't have a ticket, I think they're charging.
Yeah, if you
door,
if don't physically have the actual ticket, I think it is.
You're lazy.
Yeah, you're lazy. If you don't have a ticket, you're lazy. Because I think they said there's like 25 or 30,000 of the tickets out everywhere in St. Louis. So if you don't have one and you're going, you're not smart. You should figure that out before you go. It should be step one, get tickets.
Step your life.
Get free tickets. Yeah. Step two, don't have to pay $10 at the door.
If you like spending money, though.
I mean,
if you want to give you that $10, go right ahead.
Man, if you're a thousandaire like us, I mean, you want to drop them $10 bills, go ahead. Drop them Hamiltons like it ain't no joke.
I was looking for floors for 20.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Give me $20, I'll lick the floor, and then I'll give that money back to you, and you can buy two tickets.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a tick.
You're not very good at negotiating.
Isn't that how it works? I give you the money back, right?
That's the music industry.
Yes.
August 22nd.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
It's telling me that we're on the power.
I see light on this microphone.
Yeah, but it's running off battery. Wherever we plugged into is not apparently power.
The plug right behind. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, what it was. It lit up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're good now. All right.
All right,
we're back.
And we're back. Nice break.
Hey, small power outage. Gotcha. We're charged and loaded.
We just sabotaged this podcast.
We totally did.
Sorry.
Prep world this whole time and boom, sabotaged.
It'd be great if it just deleted the whole thing.
Whoops. It's like this is a start over.
Can we get a redo?
4 hours in.
We got last year, I guess, right? It was the album Cycles of Life and Sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 4 years in the making album?
Yeah.
Some of the songs are even older than that.
Yeah. I love the album, though, guys.
Thank you.
I was thinking on the way down, too, like, what a great party that was, too, with a Fivefold and Shamans. And that was pretty much a sold-out night at Pops.
It was. I don't think it was sold out.
Well, it was packed.
That's it was an awesome show. I think it was over 1,000.
Yeah.
But that's that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's awesome. People coming out and Cannibal Road was on it too.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Someone else was. We're bad friends.
We're bad friends.
We're real bad friends.
Yeah.
Is Clear Me Clear You?
No, they weren't a band then. Wasn't, do you remember?
I don't play. I didn't play the show.
Well, yeah, but you're a bad friend.
I was a bad friend. I didn't play the show.
Regardless, it was fun.
Yeah.
Regardless, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I was really hungover the next day, so it means
I
did.
Yeah, that was
for sure.
4 years in making, Jack said. It was a lot of...
I'm trying to look it up.
Fun emotions and good emotions on that album.
Yeah.
Odom.
Odom. Yeah, mm-hmm. They'll also be at...
Yep, they'll be on Walk Right, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love those dudes.
Yeah.
Great guys.
Really nice guys.
But yeah, so that album's available at brookroyal.com and iTunes and Amazon and all that, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. All available online. Get them on the all the the all the music websites and such. Whatever your fancy is.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's... I didn't even know we were on Spotify. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Nice to know. Let's check Pandora. Oh, look, we're there too. Nice.
I didn't know that either.
High information.
I don't think I knew ever.
I knew we were on Spotify, but I didn't know we were on... Hey, moving up in the world, dog.
That's right. Let me get that 3 cents.
We got 0.02 cents
to split five ways. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for the support. I'm just kidding. Listen to it. You have all the music for free if you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just play it. Come to the shows.
Just listen to it. Come to the show. Hang out with us.
Selling $5 CD anyway. I think we sell it as cheap as we can.
We only sold CDs cheaper just because we wanted to get them out. We wanted more people to get them, and
as long as we covered our costs,
once we covered our costs, we were like, we don't care.
Yeah,
they were paid for.
I think that's a pretty much how a lot of people are kind of looking at it. Like, just you want to get paid, but you want to get as much of it out there to the people. Mm-hmm. Where, it's like, and then hopefully that they tell two friends, and then they tell two friends.
That's always the dream, isn't
it? Yeah.
So. That's the old dream there. The old they flyer for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Word of mouth. It doesn't happen much anymore. Now it's they share it to their 10 friends and they didn't pay for it, so only two people saw it.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. we all did bands all before Brook Royal, obviously. We all knew each other from the scene. When we first started Brook Royal, we would go out and shows and flyer and all that stuff. You just don't see anybody flyer anymore or anything like that. It's like people are what's this piece of paper?
Here, you throw this away.
Throw this away. Old Mitch Hedberg. Here, you throw this away.
That's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. It was. Well,
we started handing out CDs, too. Which
and was that was the best thing.
People were allowed.
We would make sample CDs at shows.
Yeah. We would have a flyer on it, on the CD. A lot less people would throw those away.
So yeah.
It's kind of a home run using.
Yeah, occasionally I'll come out of a show with a pageant or something and somebody will hand me flyers, and very seldom. But yeah, most of the time you get around the corner and they're all just right there.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's how I used to know when shows were going on. I'd leave Creepy Crawl the Galaxy or something like that. I'd leave with 4 or 5 flyers and you look at them and be like, oh my god, Seven Dust and Stained are playing Turtles this weekend.
Yeah,
that was fun. You had the hustle,
sure,
but it was fun because you were with all your friends, all your band friends. I mean, that was the way of doing it. You had to print out 2,000 of these pieces of paper, and you had to go around town and pass them all out. Even if they fell on the floor, it was so much fun to just go out and hustle, and you did good at the end with a good show as a result. So
yeah,
a lot of fun doing that.
I remember making copies of the library.
Right. Yeah. I know.
I did
the same thing.
What's a library? It's a place where books are. What's a book?
Yeah.
It's on my Kindle.
What's an email?
I did a little bit of that. I just put on my first show for my 1 year anniversary of this show, the podcast. And we did a little acoustic thing over at Steve's Hot Dogs, and I did a little bit of flyering and things, but I mainly try to do it through Facebook just because I'm only one man.
You're always going out to shows, though, and stuff like that, too. Yeah. So, everywhere.
You're flyering your face.
Sure.
Have you seen this face?
That FaceTime. On my podcast, but you know. Associated. We'll turn it to a TV show someday.
Yeah.
Someday, this podcast will be a TV cast.
A broadcast.
I meant broadcast, but I was going for it. I'm pot committed at this point. All TV cast it is.
Yeah. Hopefully. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm just riding the wave, man. I don't know. I'm just trying to have a good time along the way and talk music and introduce people to all sorts of other new music. And
that's awesome.
Whatever I can do. So.
That's exciting stuff.
August 22nd.
Yeah.
August 22nd.
Where in Troy, Missouri.
Yeah.
Thrills, chills, and bone crushing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We are a serious band.
We're a serious band. We've done serious things. People have respected us at one point in our life. We used to be cool.
Now.
For a few minutes, we were cool. For like 2 weeks, we were pretty cool.
It was maybe 2 weeks.
And then...
cut your hair.
Yeah, I cut my hair off.
And then that was it. Band was over.
It was over.
Friends don't let friends cut their hair.
Dave stopped playing.
No, I forced him to cut his hair.
He wouldn't.
When you take a shower, you still look dirty. It's time to cut your hair.
Right? I mean, thank you, best friend.
You're welcome.
I mean, right? I mean, you look like shit, right? I mean,
like, dude, you know, there's no way you shower.
Like, yeah, I shower every day. I do.
I beg to differ.
I shower every day.
Your hair says otherwise.
I shower every day on tour. I always find a way. Maybe one day on tour I didn't shave. Or shave.
One day is 24 hours, not 72.
Might have been a 30-hour period.
All we all went through those 30-hour periods.
I know, but we were pretty spoiled. We had showers.
Oh, yeah, that was... That's
not normal.
Taj Mahal, that's not...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I won't say those showers were all, like, the most, like... They were this floor of showers.
Yeah. You wore your sandals every time you had a shower.
What was the one that was just, like, a giant, open, like, old-school, like, gym shower? Yeah, there's cobwebs
everywhere.
It was like,
really unnecessary to wrestle in there, too. awkward, you know.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm. You warm up your way for a show, and I'll warm up mine. Just kidding.
That's some Greco-Roman wrestling.
Guys, two men.
Jason walks into the shower with a singlet. What the hell?
He's ready to go.
What's up, dudes? You ready?
He's got a cigarette in his mouth and everything. What is happening? Dave, you want to boot up the systems there? And show you want to show us what you know in Excel? You want to show us what you know in some Word?
What, do you
want to
see my computer skills, man?
Yeah. Do you know where the space bar is?
Yeah, somewhere on that computer.
Yeah, it is.
Press the Enter key.
It's growing up, son. Growing up. August 22nd.
Yeah. August 22nd.
Block party.
I believe we play at 5:45, but bands will start at like 9, and it's so like, there's food and all sorts of stuff, so you can make
there's stuff to do
day.
All day.
It's like a car show.
Yeah, it's a car show.
Yeah, yeah, car show, cool. Bikes, and they have like a little the beer tent and all that stuff.
Yeah,
which is always a good time.
Yeah,
I think someone plays acoustic in there too. Like they do little
Denver Wade Trent should be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good buddy, good friend of the show.
Awesome. He's a good guitar player.
Yeah, very talented guy.
Didn't he do the national anthem last year?
I think so. Yeah, that's right.
Where? Or two years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he played it on the Get Fiddle.
Oh,
it was real cool.
And he also did him and Scotty did like
they do Clear Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Girk the Jerk. Shout out to Scotty the Body.
The Body.
Is that happening this year too?
I don't know.
Hopefully, man. We'll get some collaborations going on.
Somewhere. Oh, it wouldn't be Scotty. He won't be able to go there, I don't think.
He'll be coming up for air.
See what I did there?
He's so sick inside, though.
Yeah.
Does he want to spit you out?
He always say, does he want to spit you out?
He's not superhuman, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he is vulnerable. He's very vulnerable. Scooter. Scooter, Scotty. We miss you.
Yes, we love you.
I don't know if you're ever going to listen to this, but if you do...
Yeah.
I called you once, you didn't answer. You didn't call me back either, so cool. Now you're on blast.
I believe I texted you Merry Christmas too.
And you wrote back ha ha. You wrote back ha ha. You're on blast, Scooter. Now the topics have changed.
Ink Spot Block Party.
Ink Spot Block Party, meet us there.
Yeah.
We got some stuff to discuss.
Meet us there, or I'll put out a personal ad on Craigslist with your number in it. Requesting dick pics.
be so mean to do.
It's like a terrible idea.
Sure, please call.
I'm going to do it to John Paul.
My buddies did that to somebody when it was a free teacup pig, and he got like 300 phone calls.
No.
It's so mad.
That's awesome.
Really, that's a great idea.
Right.
That's a great idea.
A free teacup pig.
Oh, my God. I'm calling regards to a pig. You know what? Someone had my number down for an AC unit. That's a true story. I kept on getting all these random calls. I was like, someone called, like, yeah, I'm calling on the AC unit. I don't see, that was 3,000 watt or what? Like, I don't know. It was like some number. I was like, yeah, there's no way for me to track down who has my number accidentally on here. But I got like 20 calls.
Yeah.
And I answered one. I go, dude, you got the wrong number, man. I go, I'm not, like, because one guy called like 3 times in a row. Like, hey, man, I'm waiting for a call back on this AC unit. It was like an industrial one.
Yeah, 1500 BCUs.
Dude, it was like an industrial size one, too. So I was like, I guess I understand why they were calling for it. I'm sure it seems like a good deal.
You should have said yes. They gave a text address.
I tried to. I can't believe I didn't tell you that.
We didn't know you did.
That was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
That is so.
Did you do that to me?
Does anybody call the AC unit? No, I can't figure it out.
This is great. Did you do this? Is this a joke coming out of finally at punchlines?
No, it's
awesome.
We'd have done something better than that.
Dude, no. You know what? Remember, okay, I got sent a bag of dicks. Like a joke.
The gun. What has happened to you the last year?
That's what I'm saying. No. Like, they're addressed, like, to me and all that stuff at my old condo. So someone knew me. Like, there's no way to
find this.
I post a picture of it on the FB.
You know exactly who did that.
I know. No one fesses up to it.
Man.
John Paul's not quick enough. He's not smart enough. He's not smart enough to do it. And I told him straight up, like, dude, you're not smart enough to send. You're not witty enough to do this. The only people I thought it could have possibly been, none of them will. No one will fess up to it. And it's been 5 months.
Why do you still have the bag of
dicks? I don't. Yeah. I do not.
You don't got a lot of
hate
no.
move.
I do not. I brought them into a bar one night, and I gave it to one of the servers, and I was like, here you go. Would you like enjoy a bag of dicks? And they were like, that's kind of fucked up, man. I go, no. And then they ate them. So they ate the bag of dicks. All of the dicks were gone.
Was it candy?
I guess they were like a sweet and sour patch kid.
Yeah, you know, you put them in your mouth.
I didn't eat one.
I guess they were sweet and sour.
It was like a
bitter, salty.
Sour patch kid is what they said they tasted. I didn't eat one.
Mm-hmm.
Out of fucking spite, because that's a great joke. How are you not going to own up to that? But, like, it had to be
better than they haven't.
I know! But, because it drives me this nuts, man. I'm sitting here thinking about it. It drives me nuts because someone had to know my address. No one knew where I lived. I was over in Illinois. And none of my Missouri friends are going to send me snail mail, whatever. But then, this little nondescript box. And I was like, what is that? I was like, I thought it was anthrax or something like that. I didn't order anything. I opened it away from my face and everything. And then a bag of dicks fell out, and just a big piece of paper that says, eat a bag of dicks. It's hilarious.
It was anthrax. The terrorists are going to...
They're going for me.
The anthrax, Jonathan Lohman in Collinsville, Illinois.
We're getting this guy first.
We're all fucked if that's where the terrorists have gone.
I'm an important guy.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. So whoever sent that, good job. I give you full kudos. And
a bag of dicks.
Isn't that great?
Thanks for the
dude,
bag of dicks.
They're like, well,
somebody sent me a bag of dicks.
Someone sent me a bag of dicks. Hey. Well played. Sir or madam, well played. It still drives me nuts. None of you guys know where I lived.
I don't know.
Probably my grandma or somebody.
So yeah, your grandma sending you a bag of dicks.
My grandma probably figured out the internet. She probably figured out faster than Dave figured out the internet.
I haven't even figured it out yet.
That's true. I call him the other day, and he starts talking. He's on the road. I go, you mean you call me back? He goes, man, I'm trying to figure out this Excel. I was like, dude, I would pay money to see you sitting there like Zoolander and Hansel. The files are in the computer.
It's inside the computer.
Oh, man. So anyways, yes. Yeah.
What do you think of Zoolander 2 coming out?
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I heard it's actually a good trailer.
Yeah?
I mean, I like to see the comedy stuff like that, man.
I mean, the trailer is pretty... It's just like a little sperm. Like doing the
really?
Blue steel.
It's like now, Joe Dirt 2 I'm excited about.
Joe Dirte. I think it's already out.
Yeah, it's out. Yeah. It's out.
It was a real big success. Straight to video VOD.
That's not even Crackle.
Straight to Crackle. Couldn't even make it to Hulu. Went straight to Crackle.
I'm good with that. I can't wait to see it.
How do you know what Crackle is?
It's just a streaming.
It's like the.
It's like being a candy.
Yes, it's true.
It's kind of like E-Bomb's world now.
Oh, yeah,
gotcha.
But they have a lot of people like Jerry Seinfeld's got a show on that writing in cars, getting coffee with comedians.
Comedians in cars.
It's awesome. If you haven't watched it, it's fucking great.
Did you guys see on the Zoolander also is when they. Like showed up at that runway.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought that was a good way to announce it. Like that they're back.
Hansel.
He's so hot right now. He's so hot. So hot right now.
The breakdance buddy.
I just hope it's good. Like I don't know. I like some of those movies. Like they've been doing sequels to, and they don't live up. And they
was Dumb and Dumber 2?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. It was great.
You liked it?
Yes.
You were into it.
I loved it.
Jim Carrey guy.
I thought it was great.
Really?
I don't think they tried too hard, and I think it just worked fine.
It's on HBO on the 22nd.
You gonna watch it?
Well, yeah, after our show.
Yeah. The 23rd.
I'm gonna get in my Super 8 hotel room. I'm gonna get the HBOs.
The HBOs.
Watch Dumb and Dumber 2. That's what I'm gonna do that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna pass out.
Did you fall asleep or did you pass out? Shut up!
Ate an entire bag of dicks and passed out.
Yeah. I was just famished.
I was full of dicks.
From the gummy dicks. I got a case of the gummy dicks.
What? Sounds like a terrible disease.
What is happening?
I'm really sorry, sir, for your terrible disease.
That's what you're going to catch from this floor. The gummy dick.
That's funny.
I don't know why. You guys watch those Grindhouse movies?
Planet Terror?
Yeah.
When Death Proof?
For whatever reason, gummy dicks, I started thinking of that part where Quentin Tarantino, his dick's melting off or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's a family movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's in Planet Terror.
Nickelodeon Studios, then?
Well, I mean, the main character is a one-legged stripper with a machine gun for a leg.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
This is real. Rose McGowan.
Yeah, that's a great
one.
Yeah.
So it's believable.
It's very believable.
Yeah.
Real life scenario.
She drives a motorcycle.
Yep. And she shoots, literally lifts her leg up and shoots it.
Well, I mean, how else are you supposed to shoot?
That's hilarious. Just explaining that movie to someone might be one of my favorite things I've ever done. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, if you haven't watched those are fun movies.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're Oscar worthy or anything.
They are
what they are.
Yeah, they're Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, so it's like you can't. It's not like they're great, but they're just fun because they're so much craziness.
Yeah. Well, it's like Machete. That was a fake preview in those movies.
Gotcha.
In those Planet Terror and other ones.
Right.
All those other ones. I'm like, I can't believe they actually made that movie.
Yeah, they two of them.
Machete.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they made a sequel to that also.
Have you seen any movie ever? He's the Mexican guy.
The Mexican badass.
I think Hobo with a Shotgun was also.
It was.
So, which
I don't remember what the other one was. There was three of them.
Anyway.
Right, what else?
August 22nd,
I heard there's something going down.
Yeah. Troy, Missouri.
Dumb and Dumber 2 will be on HBO.
Royal Returns.
Yep. Dumb and Dumber 2 will be on HBO. Fuck Off and Die is trying to get kicked off the show.
We go on at 5:45.
Yeah, but you need to get there earlier than that because there's free so amazing bands.
Yeah.
My other band, we're okay.
No,
the Hush List.
Yeah.
But we'll play in an hour before Brook Royal, so.
Yeah, and friends of the show, Apollo's daughter will be
there. Oh, yeah.
They'll be on earlier in the morning.
Get there at 9.
New Lingo is playing too. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Someone else.
Yeah. I'm excited.
About 10 other ones I'm forgetting.
And I'm glad this guy's back.
David Brown.
Yeah.
White Hole is back behind the kid.
Holler.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, what, I mean, is this the only thing in the books right now, or are we...
It's the only thing on the schedule, but yeah. We're looking to do something in the fall.
Cool.
So,
yeah, I mean...
Not sure when.
Probably won't be the last you see us.
So.
Nope. Just had to take some time off.
Sure, yeah, man.
I tracked down the person that sent me the bag of bits.
He's busy. For
the search continues.
The search continues.
I tried a rap career. It didn't work.
Oh, yeah?
At all.
What was your name?
Little bag of dicks. His name was Deep Fried Oreo.
Deep Fried Oreo.
He was a DJ Bag of Dicks.
DFO, what up?
The dumbest motherfucker. Bag of Dicks. Bod. DJ Bod.
DJ Bod.
DJ Bag of Dicks.
What of it?
Bag of Dicks. Yeah, no, we'll probably be doing something else again. Can't really say exactly what day or anything like that.
Sure.
It won't be the last.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna keep on moving.
One commitment at a time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more like that.
That's all we can do.
Exactly.
One just excited time. To be back and playing again.
Yeah. Yes.
It's fun to be back in the same room with everybody.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Pretty much nothing changed.
Yeah, like I said earlier, watching you guys play, you know, it got me excited again. I'm ready to get out there and get nuts. Get a little rowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You kind of talked about it during your flyering, but how did you guys get started together as this lineup, you know, playing as Brick Royal?
Oh, man.
Well, I was in Little Rock, and Bon and I had talked for a long time about doing something together, and then I ended up moving to Little Rock for a little bit, and while I was there, wrote, I guess, a small kind of demo, and came home and said, okay, let's kind of do this, and let's figure out who we want to get and stuff. And Jay was always somebody that I wanted to play in a band with, and we hung with Davey all the time, and said, you're a drummer, let's approach this and go, you know what I mean? Like, let's see, you know, let's, it's like, I don't think, like, you'd done Apology Clause before.
You did Neo Geo.
I owned a drum set, tried to play drums, and literally stopped because I knew it wasn't going to work. That's pretty much how it went down. And then it was like, they were going, yeah, man, you got drums, come on out of the house. We'll jam. I'm like, I can keep a beat. We'll get through it.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
5 strong years of getting through it.
That's pretty much. I mean, everybody was in different bands in St. Louis, and we talked for a long time to say, "What if we all kind of came together?" And we know what we want to do. We know what the right way to do it is, and let's see if we can actually make something happen. And instead of sitting around and talking about this, is what needs to happen, this is that what needs to happen, all that stuff. Let's make a band that's going to do the stuff that we talk about. So. That's kind of how we came together, and went at it.
I believe it all happened. It started at Pops.
Yes.
It did.
All at the back bar at Pops at the back. It was then called Sunday Night Local Show.
Yeah.
But it was, that was the version of Battle for Point Fest, and it was called that. Literally, we used to be the judges.
Yeah.
We used to be some of the judges, and we'd be sitting back there and hanging out and stuff, and pretty much like one of those conversations where we're like, we should just do this, and we're like, alright, yeah. And then we're kind of the next day, you're kind of like, we seriously gonna do this?
We're gonna do this?
Yeah, we're really doing it. I was like, oh, this is awesome. So
when we were all in active bands at the time, so it was kind of a, you know, and I love the band that I was in, so it was kind of tough in a sense because I loved what I was doing, but Jack showed me his demos. And, I mean,
I loved them, and
yeah.
It just, I was talking about him about it. I was like, man, it was like, it feels right to do this, and I think, you know, I personally would have had a regret if I didn't pursue this, and it's been the best 8 years, seven, 8 years, something like that. I don't know.
It was 8?
Is it really?
Almost, yeah.
Wow. Dude, it's been awesome.
Where did that time go?
And I'm so glad we did it, I mean, because here we are, 8 years later. And
here we are, at the limp, sitting on a dirty floor.
Sit on a dirty floor like you look for $20.
Sweet.
Bag of dicks.
40 tacos, and I will eat later for that $20.
So, I mean, I'm so happy that you showed me those songs, because I don't... Who knows what would happen?
Yeah.
So
actually, I just found the original demo that Jack gave me at Pops.
I have
with the artwork and everything.
Yeah.
And we installed the E at the end of
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah.
I have a very first show at and Pops, like the live recording that they do.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful.
The what?
I have our very first show still. That you can record your show for $10 and they just press play on the soundboard. And man, it's bad. We are awful. We are bad. Not good.
That's funny.
And we are flying through the
sky. Oh, yeah. We had
it. It's like we were all like drugs and Mountain Dew. We're like, what do you think we're going to do?
20 minutes later, we played 6 songs.
And we're in
8
man.
Songs in 20 minutes.
That's so funny.
But it's so much fun, man. It's
yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I can't even remember now, but like I've been probably along with the ride for most of that, like at least I've been following you guys around for several years now. But yeah, so we got the two albums, you got Cycles and Life and Sound Motives, and then there was a Time EP.
There's Time EP was almost an album.
We should have called it an album.
Yeah. Could have called it an album, but
that was the one for me. Those songs when they came out, I was like, "Oh my god, these songs are!" They turned out awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
We had a lot of fun. I mean, all the albums have been fun, but I had a lot of great memories with them. There was a Time EP.
Yeah,
well, a lot of grinding.
Were any of those original demo where they made that?
Two of them.
Yeah,
but one of them, there was a time actually. Was absolutely god awful.
Oh, man.
I was almost screwing around. Like, I think he even put a goddamn cowbell in there to be a shithead.
I
was screaming and all this stuff. Like, I don't even know what I was doing. I was just.
You used to be called the Death of James Dean.
Yeah, I was like, I was just being a goofball. And Richie Crybaum, when we started recording it, he's like, yeah, let's reapproach this whole thing.
Yeah.
I was like, all of it? He's like, yep. All of it. And I was like, okay, sweet. Like, nobody had ever said something like that to me before, so it was...
And it ended up being the song
that...
It did the best of radio.
Didn't see that coming at all.
Helped us do everything. That was the song.
But yeah, I mean, technically that one was on. There was a Time EP, Safe Today. That got all changed as far as structure and stuff.
Actually got a producer.
Yeah, that thing got all...
Right.
Tore up and stuff like that, and actually made into a good song. I don't know if there was anything else that was from
Bullets or Blanks was an original one,
but that wasn't on there. It was a Time EP.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think just about everything that was on the original demo made it on Motives, and then there was a few more written. I know Motives was.
Yeah. Rich does some great work out there. I've been a big fan of his stuff, and
he's
done stuff for Hollow Point Heroes.
He did some great things.
Shamans,
and Cabo and Exit 714. And
very. He just has such a good ear. Yeah. He's a nice guy, and it's one of those things. You have to let him have his vision because he will do your songs right. You know, the guy he's done us so well with all of it. So
he would be my
Leo Crybaum.
He would be my go to over anybody that we've worked with.
Hands down.
I would much rather work with Richie just because we understand each other very, very well. And
he'll tell it to you straight.
And it's nice when it's kind of like with a band that clicks together where. You just kind of say something that doesn't really would make much sense to anybody else, but the band guys are going to understand what you mean, and Richie's kind of the same way.
Yeah.
I need this beat to sound like it's from Brooklyn. Okay. And he'll change the kit to sound right. Like he knows, knows exactly what I mean.
That's cool. And, yeah, it's like, I've heard a lot of people say how, like, it's almost like they become, you know, the fifth or sixth band member, you know, the, like where mm-hmm. they, you know, he's so hands-on with the songs and, yeah. And the vision and stuff. And where it's, you rely that trust in him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, he's a talented musician.
Yeah, yeah right. He's an awesome musician.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, and, like, you can pick up a guitar and be like, no, this is kind of what I want to do.
Yeah.
Something like that or mm-hmm. whatever. So it's cool to see that kind of hands-on approach.
Yeah, it's fun to work with people like that.
Yeah. Well, cool, guys. We'll wrap this up. Thanks for hanging out, and come see these guys August 22nd, Troy, Missouri, Lincoln County Fairgrounds.
Free tickets at those sponsors. Look them up.
Go grab them on our
Inkspot's Facebook page has got a list of all of the sponsors, and go on there, look them up, go visit the sponsors, and give them your money, or just take their tickets, or both.
Yeah. So see Brook Royal, Story of the Year, Hushless, Hollow Point Heroes, Fivefold, Inimical Drive, Shaman's Harvest, Odom, River City Sound, Facing Infamy, Apollo's Daughter, Fuck Off and Dies, Emperors and Elephants, Monster Eats Manhattan, Copperview, Return. This is, and I think they're saying this is like a one-time.
This should be it.
This is it for them.
So
we're excited for them.
Yeah, Skyburnt White, City of Parks, New Lingo, Isabella, and Hung Like a Martyr.
Yep, you're right. Hung like a martyr.
Hung like a martyr.
So all those guys are for free. That's a damn good show right there.
Absolutely. It's well worth it.
Yep.
Come see us.
Yep.
You guys want to... I can throw a song on there at the end of your guys. What do you guys want to play? Got anything?
Dealer's
any
Choice.
Any suggestions?
Dealer's Choice.
One of ours.
Yeah.
One of ours.
Yeah. I want to hear Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Can I hear Country as Fuck from Shaman?
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Man, those guys are... It's fun to watch those guys taking off right now.
I love those dudes, and I'm so happy for them, man.
And they just put out their vinyl release, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I saw that.
And get a copy of that.
I told Nathan I wanted one, but I told him I don't want to pay for it.
Was he shocked?
No.
I told him I just want a lock of his hair, that's it.
Yeah. I want a lock of your hair.
Let me get that big leather bracelet, Nathan.
Let me get that jacket. Let me get that
vest. Let me get that belt buckle.
I want that patch. Give it to me.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate doing this, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a blast, man.
Thank you.
I will see you there, and hopefully by then we'll figure out who got that bag of dicks.
Sounds good.
See you.
Awesome.
Later.
Later. And so we'll